Hello, hello, good evening. 感觉我们那个 reading pals 越来越多，就是越来越多是年龄层偏比较小的。
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's what all the social media wants to do is catch that young audience.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. 好的，8:33，我们开始吧。
Well, already, I've been dancing for six minutes. Story Life Bedtime Book, The Paper Boy. Story and Paintings by Dave Pilkey.
好的，我们之前不知道讲哪一本书，有讲到 Dave Pilkey， 然后就说，我们有没有读过这本的 Paper Boy？ 然后我们发现我们没有讲。
It's been a long time since.
I mentioned this book one time when we were telling, it's not long ago. Yeah. So, 我们就讲到说，Dave Pilkey 有一本的 Paper Boy， 我们怎么没有讲过？然后呢，我们就把它找出来讲。I read this book, but I kind of remember what happened. Okay.
In this book or?
In this book.
Oh, okay.
我们上次好像讲到说，Dave Pilkey 他就是有一些阅读上的障碍，所以他写的书会有一些就是书里面画的漫画，他字会故意拼错。He will spell words wrong, like kids would do on purpose. So,
especially like Captain Underpants or Dogman.
Yeah, Captain Underpants 就是内裤超人嘛。然后，Dogman 我不知道中文是什么。像他这些书就是都会有一些拼错的字。那 The Paper Boy 有拼错的字吗
？No, this one is all proper.
Okay.
So apparently he knows how to spell. He just doesn't care.
Okay. So page turning sound.
The page turning sound is ding ding ding.
Oh, ding ding ding. 啊，我知道是那个送报小童那个脚踏车的铃铛。
Yeah.
就送报纸的那个，我们叫送报小童。送报就是、
okay.
啊，讲给你听哦。好啦 reading pal 你们听得懂就好，我不想解释中文给他听。就是呢，送报纸的那个人。好，我们今天 page turning sound 就是那个在送报纸的那个小童，小童就是 little kids， 就是送报纸的那个脚踏车的声音。你再拎一次，叮叮叮叮叮，有像吗
？I can't do like a regular bell. It's like 叮叮叮，
那是电话。叮叮叮叮，好了，可以，你做的比较像我不能。I cannot complain about you.
I can't do the babu either.
Okay. Ding 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 ding. 这里就是一个夜晚的图片，但是天色快要亮，天上还有月亮。然后呢，有一台地上的马路，马路上有一台车，车的上面写个 Morning Star
Gazette.
Okay.早晨星星的 Gazette， Gazette 是什么意思？
It's just like a reporting group or a newspaper group.
Okay， 就是报社的意思，就是一个 Gazette。Okay， 报道的那个机构或是报社叫 Gazette。Okay，
叮叮。The mornings of the paper boy are still dark, and they are always cold, even in the summer.
We do page by page. Okay， 所以呢。这个报童啊，送报纸的这个男孩的早上啊，永远是很暗的，而且他们永远很冷，就算在夏天也很冷。
And on these cold mornings, the paper boy's bed is still warm, and it is always hard to get out, even for his dog.
然后呢，在这些寒冷的早晨啊，这个报童的床啊，还是很温暖。然后呢，就是要离开床超难的，就算他的狗啊也很不想离开床，因为床很温暖很舒服嘛，对不对？
叮叮。But they do.
然后呢，床再怎么难离开呢，他们呢还是会起床。对。
叮叮。And softly they step down the quiet hall.Past the door where the paper boy's father and mother are sleeping. Past the door where his sister is asleep.
所以呢，轻悄悄的、啊，他们呢就下楼，然后经过那个还在睡觉的爸爸妈妈的门，那也经过还在睡觉的姐姐的门。 所以全家人都还在睡觉，但是呢，这个送报纸的这个男孩就已经起床了，就对了。
叮叮。And down to the kitchen where they eat from their bowls.
嗯，所以呢，下楼之后在厨房里面啊，他们就开始吃他们的早餐。
They're both eating from a bowl.
对，他们都从碗里面吃他们的早餐。所以呢，这个松包小童呢，他的那个早餐就是 cereal.
Apparently he's eating Cocoa Puffs.
嗯哼。就是 Coco 是应该是巧克力口味的麦片、yeah. 然后他的狗呢也是从他的碗里面吃他的早餐，对。
叮叮。 And out to the garage where they quickly fold their papers, snapping on green rubber bands and placing them in a large red bag.
所以呢他们就走出房间、走出房子到这个车库的地方，那在这个地方呢他们就折他们的纸啊，然后呢把那个绿色的橡皮筋放在，就是把报纸捆成一捆一捆的，用那个绿色橡皮筋把它捆起来，然后呢把这些捆起来的报纸放在一个很大的红色袋子里面。这里有一个字叫做橡皮筋，橡皮筋是怎么说？
Rubber band、
只有这个说法吗？
Huh?
Are there other ways to say rubber
bands?、I think British people call them elastics.
Elastic, 对啦，我就是记得就是 有其他的说法，但是 anyway, rubber bands 就是橡皮筋的意思。
Mm.
Okay, 好。
叮叮。 It's hard to ride a bike when you are loaded down with newspapers, but the paper boy has learned how to do this, and he is good at it.
他说当你的脚踏车上啊载满了报纸的时候啊，其实是很难骑车的，可是这个松报男孩啊，他已经学会怎么一边骑很重的脚踏车，然后呢一边送报纸，而且他超厉害的。 It's good at it, 就是很厉害。
叮叮。 The paper boy knows his route by heart, so he doesn't ever think about which house to pedal to.
送报男孩知道他的路线，就是路线他都背起来了，所以他根本就不用想说他要往哪边骑。好，这里我们讲一下、By heart、
uh-huh.
Knows da 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 by heart、
uh-huh.
就是 heart 就是心的那个 heart、
uh-huh.
那如果你说什么你知道什么东西，用心知道什么东西，不是中文的那个用心。如果在英文这个 by heart 就是你是背起来的、OK。 如果说 I know the multiplication table by heart、
okay.
就是说我九九乘法表是背起来的。 OK
7 times 6
蛤，你不可以用英文问你要用中文问我才背得出来。
6乘以7
六七，我们都两，我没有乘，
okay.
中文很
不行。六七，
四十二，
七七，
四十九，
八七，
八七五十六，
是你，
你才八七耶。所以什么什么 by heart 就是你把它背起来。所以如果说 I know purple muffle by heart，
OK，
就是你 purple muffle 可以从头背出来，
OK，
我没有办法，我没有办法 purple muffle 从头念到尾，但是 A 到 Z 我可以。
What about Z to A？
I know A to Z by heart，
OK。
Do you know Z to A by heart?
Not by heart, but I could logic it out real quick.
How fast? Let's go.
It's not worth it.
Okay.
Instead, he's thinking about other things, big things and small things. And sometimes he's thinking about nothing at all. My kind of guy.
所以呢，松包男孩啊，他在骑车的路上啊，他因为他说的路线他都已经背起来了嘛，所以他就不用想他往哪边骑。那因为他不用想，所以呢，他就可以想其他的事情，比如说大的事情啊，小的事情啊。有时候呢，他什么事都没有想，对不对
？That's me on a bike right there. That's perfectly it.
I can't.
It's like meditation.
I can't.
You can't, huh?
I can't.
You need to even say can't.
Uh-huh.
Bring, bring. His dog, too, knows this route by heart. He knows which trees are for sniffing. He knows which bird baths are for drinking, which squirrels are for chasing, and which cats are for growling at.
所以呢，松包男孩的狗也一样，他也是把路线都背起来了。 所以呢，他知道哪一些树是可以闻的，哪一些那个鸟，那个 bird bath， bird bath 是。
It's like a little bathtub for birds. You know what it is, yeah.
给
这 thing right here.
Yeah, 就是那种在外面给鸟洗澡那个东西。哪一些鸟，那个鸟洗澡的那个东西的水是可以喝的，然后哪一些松鼠是可以追的，然后哪一些猫是可以让它就是吼的 ，OK， 哪一些猫是可以给它吓的？嗯哼
，bling All the world is asleep except for the paper boy and his dog, and this is the time when they are the happiest.
整个世界都在睡觉。除了这个送报男孩跟他的狗之外，那这也是他们最快乐的时候。
嗯。Are you looking at this picture, Phoebe?
Yeah.
You know what this picture is?
It's a mock of a very famous painting.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a reversed painting version of Starry, Starry Night.
Is it?
It looks like it to me. Because in Starry, Starry Night,in Starry Night, there's a cathedral here, and I think there's a tree on...But it's over here on this side, and I think the moon is over here. I feel like it's reversed.
是哦。
I think so.
That's your guess. 这是你的感觉。You didn't research it.
No.
Okay. 所以这是老师 Derry 猜的是对的吗？
I don't know.
那个 Derry 说啊。
Why don't you pull up a picture here of Starry Night?
他说大家有听有一定有听过梵谷的 Van Gogh 的最有名的画叫星夜嘛。
Starry Night.
然后叫 Starry Night. 那 Derry 说这一幅画、啊。有一点像 Starry Night 镜像，就是反过来这样子。
Is it flipped or is it the same even?
It's not the same.
Oh yeah, it is. That's very similar. You got the moon up here in the top right. You got the cathedral and you got the tree right here. No,
okay.
See, that's Starry Night.
Okay, 好了，你觉得是就是，就是左边有个树，右那个月亮在右上角这样子。Okay, 好的。Yes, that's right, Van Gogh.
But little by little, the world around them wakes up. The stars and the moon fade away, and the skies become orange and pink.
然后呢，慢慢的，他们周围的世界就醒过来了。然后星星跟月亮也慢慢的不见了。那天空开始变成橘色跟粉红色。嗯、你会发现这个整个颜色不一样啊。前一页、就是 Dave Bilkey 的天空是这种深深浅浅的蓝，有没有？那下一页之后呢，就变成这样子粉粉橘橘的。
Watching the sunrise.
Yeah. 太阳升起来的时候，天空的颜色就不一样了，对不对？
It's very special. Also very interesting experience on a bike, I must say. You start out riding in the dark, and then you slowly watch the world brighten up. It's very interesting.It's an interesting
You are just showing off.
No, I'm just saying,
So what? Is it like slowly, like the color just like a little bit yellow shoulder or something?
Yeah. Like everything's just dark and then slowly like the grays start to lighten up and then you can kind of see color in the sky and then finally the sun kind of peeks over.
I don't recall my last time seeing the sun coming up.
It's probably during
the reading pals. 你上一次看到日出是什么时候
Bling, And when the paper boy had delivered his last newspaper, he and his dog race home. And his empty red bag flaps behind him in the cold morning air.
所以当这个送报男孩啊，把所有报纸送完之后，他跟他的狗啊，就他们就会赛跑回家。OK， 比赛看谁比较快到家。那他本来很满的红色的袋子，现在已经空了。那因为很空，他就会在他的身后这样子 flapping， 他就会在后面这样，那个声音这样子，在他身后飘这样子。
叮叮。Soon they are back home. It is still dark inside, but the sounds of morning are all around.His father and mother are awake and talking softly in their bed. And his sister is downstairs watching cartoons.
所以呢，他们很快的到家，那家里面还是很暗。不过呢，早晨的声音已经到处都是。爸爸妈妈呢，已经醒过来了，然后呢，很小声的在他们的房间里面聊天讲话。那他的，不知道姐姐或是妹妹，已经下楼。看看卡通了 ，OK。 所以他已经工作完之后，家里的人才刚起床。
Bling bling. And back inside his own room, the paper boy pulls down his shade and crawls back into his bed, which is still warm. And while all of the world is waking up, the paper boy is going back to sleep, and his dog is sleeping too. Their work is done.
Okay, 所以呢，回到他的房间啊，那个送报男孩就把他的窗帘拉下来，然后爬回他还温暖的床。那外面这整个世界都渐渐在苏醒，在起床。但是呢，送报男孩他回去睡那个叫什么叫回笼觉 ？OK， 他回去睡觉，然后呢，他的狗也跟他一起睡。因为他们的工作已经做完了。
You see, he's got his shade drawn down here now.
Shade 就是窗帘 ，curtain 的意思。所以大家都起床了，他就可以回去睡回笼觉，可以继续睡就对了。
It's too bright outside now.
Okay, 所以他起床的时候，他的 shade 他的窗帘是打开的，因为外面还很暗嘛。然后呢，他早上大家都要起床要。起床做事的时候，他就回去睡觉，这样。
Bling bling. And now is the time for dreaming.
Okay.
Wow.
然后现在是他做梦的时间，所以大家起床的时间，他就回去睡。可是，你觉得他可以睡多晚 ？How late can he sleep?
Probably a few more hours, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think he will sleep through the day. He probably still has to go to school.
No, I would say no, because his sister is downstairs watching cartoons. So it's probably not a school day.
Okay.
Probably a weekend.
So his job is probably for the weekends only. He doesn't do this like a normal school day, right?
It was, okay. Now I can start dumping all my stories, yeah? All right.
Let's go!
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how common it was to have newspapers in Taiwan back in the day. But back in the U.S., a while ago, a couple of decades ago, back when people still got newspapers, you could have the newspaper delivered to your house.
Yeah.
There are many versions of the newspaper you could have.
Yes.
But the big newspaper to get was always the Sunday paper. And that was like, the newspaper, that one was like 5 times bigger than all the rest of the newspapers because it included like all the news of the week and it included like all the advertisements for the grocery stores and it had like the comic book pages, or like the comic pages in it with like Calvin and Hobbes or Garfield or whatever. And so he's probably out delivering the Sunday paper.
Yeah, because it's very, very thick and because you have the daily paper, right? I don't recall we have that kind of paper in Taiwan, like you only get it one time a week. Anyway, 刚刚 Derry 讲的意思就是说，在美，就是当就是网络没有这么风行，就是大概几十年前，大家还在读报纸的时候，真正的报纸的时候，
报纸
不是包子，
是
报纸，
是报纸，
不是包子，
是
报纸，
是报纸，
是包子，不是报纸，是报纸。然后呢，他们呢？美国就是除了天天的报纸之外，但是他们其实有一个报纸是只有礼拜天才有的。然后这个礼拜天才有的报纸呢，通常就是很大一捆，然后就是一整个礼拜的新闻啊、广告啊、折价券啊，然后报纸不是都会有漫画吗？就是这些所有的东西都会在 Sunday Papers 里面。对，所以呢，这个。小男孩，这个送报男孩，他送的应该是星期天的报纸。
Could be.
因为平常时没办法，平常时他要上学，他怎么送报纸？不可能 ，right？ 这是 should be Sunday papers, right?
Or maybe, I mean, in the U.S. also, kids go to school at reasonable hours. So it's possible he does do the daily news as well.
哦，因为美国上学时间是几点？九点。
Maybe 8:30。
8:30, 那跟台湾差不多。
All the other kids I've talked to in time are like, I'd be at school at 7:30, 7:15.
有了，好像都七点之前就要上学，对。So 8:30, yeah, 的确，但是台湾好像是8:30。Like the official classes starts at 8:30. 其实我不太知道，小朋友你们是几点开始上第一堂课？8:40吗？But anyway, 小朋友 在美国小朋友是 8:30 you get to school. Do you start your class right away or you have the cleaning time, the
US students, time? See, that's a different, that's also a major difference in Taiwan. US students don't clean their own classroom.
Who cleans the classroom?
The janitorial staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you don't like sweep out your own classroom. That would be a very uncommon experience in the US where you are the one who has to clean your whole school. So US kids can show up later and leave earlier because they don't have to take care of the school. But it also means they probably trash the school more because they're not the ones that have to clean it.
So I
think it's a good thing that Taiwanese kids do clean their own classrooms.
Yeah.
Because it teaches them, oh, if you make a mess, you're going to have to clean it up.
Yeah, you are in charge of your own, own surroundings, right? Yeah.美国小朋友好像不用清教室，听说学校的那些 janitor 就是学校的那个水电工、清洁工会负责清学校，所以他们早上去上学之后没有什么扫校园这种事情，就是直接上课。
Yep.
You don't have like a homeroom teacher's time in the morning where you announce that things you need to know.
Well, that's for school announcements time is your homeroom class. Usually you have your first class. And then you'll go to like your second class, and your second class might be your homeroom. Or at the end of your first class, then you have like what's known as homeroom and announcement time. So like if there's anything special, they'll announce everything over the intercom.
But I'm talking about grade school. Like grade school is the same thing?
Same thing.
So you go to different classrooms for different classes?
You may, like for PE or art, or maybe they move you around to like the math room or other classes.
So the whole class doesn't stay together?
Depends on the size of the school.
Okay. 所以美国就是就算国小有很多就是你一上学也没有什么早自修，没这种东西，没有打扫时间，没有这种东西，就直接上课，你就去你该去的教室上课，比如说要上艺术课，你就是艺术的教室这样子，这是跟台湾不太一样啦。好，那这是我们今天这本书叫 The Paper Boy, 送报男孩。
Did your brothers ever do Paper Boy?
No.
My dad was a paper boy.
How do you know?
He told me about the story of when he was a paper boy. And over here, there's a picture of this boy putting his rubber bands on his papers here. And so my dad said whenever he was a paper boy, he liked to fold his papers into squares instead of rolling it in a tube. Because if it's a square, you can throw it and it'll kind of fly further.Because what a lot of paper boys do would just keep riding their bike, and then you just grab the thing and you throw it as close to the house as possible. And that's just kind of like the accepted way to deliver the newspaper. Just throw it as close to the house as you can get it. And so if you can throw it further, that's better. And so if you fold it correctly, you can, you know, like sail it more like a frisbee closer to the house.
Okay. So, 刚刚 Darius 说我的公公，他的爸爸，小时候有当过 paper boy, 送报的男孩。然后呢，你看这一页哦，大部分送报纸的人会把报纸，哎，我觉得现在小朋友根本不知道什么是报纸。
They don't know newspaper and they don't even understand this concept of paper boy.
他们一定没有看过报纸长怎样。但是我们小时候报纸都是卷成一卷一卷的。然后呢，像这个图片这样画，就是他用这个绿色的 rubber band 把它捆成一捆。但是呢 ，Derry 的爸爸小时候当那个 paper boy 的时候，他很喜欢把报纸折成正方形。然后呢，因为正方形就会它的那个重量比较像一个飞盘，所以呢，因为 paper boy 他是一边骑车，他其实他们在送报纸的时候是不会下车的。就是他骑过一户人家，他就把报纸往那户人家的门口丢。那Derry 的爸爸觉得他把报纸折成正方形比较像飞盘，所以他就可以丢比较远，就可以丢比较靠近人的家里。
I don't know if it worked for him.
I don't know.
But this is a story he told.
Okay, that's interesting. 好啦，那这个礼拜为大家带来这本 The Paper Boy 送报男孩，好不好？希望大家喜欢。然后呢？每个礼拜二晚上这个时间可以来跟我们听故事
Kids, go ask your moms and dads or agongs or amas if they ever experience this paperboy situation. I don't know about the whole newspaper
thing. Accept read newspaper from outside or being a delivery.
If you were the new, if you were the paperboy ever, or if people even ever delivered newspapers to houses in Taiwan, I don't
know. They do.
Yeah.
我小时候有送报纸的，可是好像都是邮差 ，post officers， 就是没有那种骑脚踏车的小男生，然后把报纸丢在我家门口，不是，都是大人。
Really?
都是大人，然后都是骑 autobike。所以呢，好像没有耶，没有。
Go ask, I don't know.
Reading Pals, 你们有经历过报纸送到你们家门口的？ Because after a while, people have mailboxes. So they shove the newspaper in your mailbox.
They still have mailboxes in the US, but the paperboy still just throws it towards your house.
You can do that in Taiwan.
Because Taiwan has a yard.
Yeah. 而且台湾的房子都是一层楼一层楼的。We have apartments.
No.
So you cannot throw newspaper, you know.
I think the biggest problem in Taiwan is that it's going to rain so often.
Oh, 对。
Because what they will do, the paper boy, if it's a rainy day, they still have to deliver the paper.
Uh-huh.
But what they'll do is they'll roll it up in like a, almost a tiny trash bag.
Uh-huh.
And then you still have to deliver it. And if you're unlucky, the paper boy throws your paper in like a place in the yard that's going to catch a puddle and just get really wet.
Uh-huh.
So you can call and complain to the...
About the paper boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the paper boy still has his correct job he should be doing.
Okay, 他还是要确认他的报纸飞出去的时候就是不能丢到水里，不然会被抱怨就对了。Right. Okay. 对啊，我们小时候有。It's 大人，没有小孩。台湾不会给小孩做这种事情。
Why?
我觉得 parents are pretty protective. 对啊，而且没有，而且在台湾，我不知道小时候，因为说 you cannot hire children as workers in Taiwan.
Yeah, right.
真的啊， it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not like he's a full-time worker. He works like, you know.
应该就是 part-time 的那种。
Very part-time, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Like maybe up to an hour or okay. two for a whole week.
Okay. 我们小时候就是都是大人的，没有小朋友，没有小孩，而且大人不会骑脚踏车。It's mostly motorcycles.
Okay.
Okay. That's the difference. 好啦，今天的故事就到这里。每个礼拜二晚上八点半，我们会在 Facebook 直播讲故事给大家听。那大家礼拜二没有跟上没有关系，我们礼拜四我们的故事礼拜四就会在 Apple Podcast 跟 Spotify 上看。那大家在这两个平台听到我们故事，你到时候都给我们
五颗星，
五颗星，五颗星，五颗星。This is our story from this week. We'll see you next Tuesday night. Night night, everybody.
Night night. Don't forget to pay the paper boy.
你觉得大家有发现今天少两个声音吗？
No. Bye bye.